USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
George Floyd's brother is pushing for police reform. He spoke on Capitol Hill yesterday, telling lawmakers at a hearing he wants to make sure that his brother wasn't just a face on a T-shirt or another name on a list.
I couldn't take care of George that day he was killed, but maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death would not be in vain.
Protesters tore down a statue of Christopher Columbus from outside the Minnesota State Capitol last night. A group of protesters tossing a rope around the monument and tugging it to the ground. Another cop reality show is over. A&E has canceled Live PD a day after the long-running Cops got pulled and only hours after the host promised it was going to be back. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
More than 1.5 million more workers filed unemployment claims last week. The 1.54 million first-time claims, 355,000 fewer than the week before, and the 10th straight week of declining claims, but still reflecting a stunning exodus of Americans from the U.S. workforce. President Trump is heading to Dallas, where he'll discuss plans for what's called a national holistic revitalization and recovery following weeks of civil unrest at the death of George Floyd. Trump will be meeting with pastors and law enforcement officials and small business owners at a church in Dallas. He's been criticized for his few comments about the Memorial Day death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, which has led to the protests across the nation. The president has criticized them, calling for tough measures to stop them. He will also be holding a private fundraising event in Dallas later today. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
COVID-19 cases have risen in over a dozen states since the George Floyd protests broke out. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
At least 16 states have seen increases in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Dean Bloomberg is an infectious disease expert at the University of California, Davis.
We might open up too far, too fast, and if that happens, we may need to adjust.
And the nationwide police brutality protests are raising fears of another wave of infections. The director of the Harvard Global Health Institute offered yet another sobering prediction that the U.S. could see another 100,000 coronavirus deaths by September.
Joe Biden says his greatest concern right now is that President Trump is going to try to steal the November White House election. In an interview on The Daily Show last evening, Biden said he's worried that some votes won't be counted. The former vice president and presumptive Democratic presidential candidate saying that Trump has already cast doubt on the use of mail-in ballots as being legitimate. And thousands of fans want Disneyland to retheme the Spanish Mountain ride because of its possibly racist undertones. The ride's storyline is based off the Song of the South, a 1946 Disney film that's been criticized for its racist stereotypes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.